Hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of the Holistic Trauma Healing Podcast that is exclusively available to you as a Circle member. These episodes are a deeper dive down the holistic trauma healing rabbit hole. You will find yourself challenged, empowered, inspired, and maybe even a little bit uncomfortable. But remember, we're getting to the root of how trauma has affected every aspect of your existence, and that's not always quick or easy. By being part of the Trauma Healer Circle, you are already consciously creating your best possible reality and weaving a new web of life that isn't ruled by the past. I'm so honored you're in my circle. Hello, Trauma Healers. Welcome back to another bonus episode. This is a continuation of my conversation with Priya Lockey from episode 27. We concluded our conversation about hypnosis, and I cut that part of the episode out to save just for you guys. So this episode is about bridging the masculine and feminine, the left and right brain through hypnosis. It's really fascinating. I want to get trained to do hypnotherapy with Priya. I feel like the program that she offers is just really incredible, and I would love to become a certified hypnotherapist. But even if I don't, I'm really excited to share this information with you and hope that it helps you in some way. Enjoy. Okay, I want to go back to bridging the two sides of the brain, the masculine, feminine, and I'm guessing that has something to do with hypnotherapy. Am I right?
Yeah, hypnosis does. That's right. Okay.
So I did an episode recently where we did talk about the divine masculine, the divine feminine. That's work that my husband and I have been doing together, is balancing the divine masculine and feminine in our relationship. I actually have a best friend who gets really annoyed whenever I talk to her about the divine masculine, divine feminine, because she thinks it's all about gender roles, and that annoys her. And I'm like, no, that's not what it means. The filter, that's the filter she's seeing through. So we haven't talked about hypnotherapy on the podcast before, but we have talked about the masculine and feminine. And so since that's a concept that faithful listeners are familiar with from past episodes, I'm wondering if you can elaborate more on that, the sides of the brain and what you do in hypnosis.
Yeah, I'd love to. Hypnosis is a really beautiful tool. I do Eastern hypnotherapy, and I'll tell you what the difference is. Western hypnotherapy focuses solely on the mind. Eastern focuses on the mind and the heart and making them congruent. And the reason I find that's really important is because we don't actually want to create our reality through our mind. Our mind exists in the duality of the human experience. Our heart, which is the feminine energy within us and the intelligence of the heart. By the way, our heart has its own intelligence. It's got brain cells in it. The heart is actually where we can create without limitation and do things like instant manifestation. The Eastern philosophy, and by the way, they were using hypnosis in Egypt, in the sleep temples. Hypnosis is how it's an ancient spiritual tool. It's not some, you know, what we've been taught of like some wacky stage show hypnosis where some guy brings you up on a stage and you start quacking like a duck and like doing things that are out of your control. That is one style of hypnosis, but that is not therapeutic or motivational hypnosis, which is the work that I do. So here's the thing. We have a right brain and a left brain. And science says we only use 10% of our brain. That should tell us something. We're not using the full potential, which is part of what your ananda is. Accessing the ultimate bliss and your highest potential is going to require you moving from your left logical brain into your right intuitive brain. Because our left logical brain is limited by the filters of our boxes, is limited by that subconscious programming, is limited by the 95% of autopilot. Our right intuitive brain is known as the tree of life. It is known as the land of infinite possibility. And no one teaches us how to access it. It is a superpower to bridge the right and left brain. And hypnosis is one of the easiest ways to bridge those two hemispheres, because in between the right and left brain is something called a critical faculty. And our critical faculty is what allows us to stay in our reality. For example, someone who is schizophrenic has no critical faculty. They are literally living in their multidimensional universe. So when they are talking to someone, they truly are talking to someone, even though we think, oh my gosh, there's no one there. Who are they talking to? It's because their critical faculty is gone. So I'm not saying the critical faculty is bad. We need it to have our human existence as souls in a human vessel. However, for a majority of us, because of the way our culture, our environment, our own languaging, our own programming has raised, that critical faculty is a brick wall, blocking us from the beautiful intelligence of the right brain. Hypnosis and hypnotherapy allows that brick wall to turn into like lace. So we're more easily able back and forth between the flow and the creation and the power of our divine feminine energy that resides in our right brain and the logic and the strategy and the planning that's in our left brain. It gets us out when we're able to turn that critical faculty from a brick wall to lace. It gets us out from fight or flight or freeze, and it gets us actually into flow. And that is the next stage of evolution of our spiritual journey, right? We go from victimhood to empowerment. But from empowerment, we can't just stop there in personal development and empowerment. We actually have to get to surrender. And what is surrender? Surrender is the acceptance that no matter what, I'm always going to be okay, always. That's the flow state. And we can't actually get to surrender unless we're able to bridge our left and our right brain. Hypnosis and bridging that left and right brain gets us deeper into our meditations, gets us deeper into our sleep states, gets us deeper into our ability to do something called soul travel, gets us deeper into our intuition, which is constantly guiding us. It allows us to speak to our higher self and our soul that's always trying to get our attention if we're paying attention. Yeah, it's a great tool. And a lot of my clients go, I do a 3-day hypnotherapy certification, and a lot of my clients go through that class even if they don't want to be hypnotherapists, because I teach you self-hypnosis.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. So it's a really interesting class. And we go deeper into what is the left and the right brain and what are the brain wave states, why do they matter, all that fun stuff. This is why I think you have to bridge science and spirituality, because they're not different. In fact, I have a teacher who says she thinks science is something basically that spirituality is something science hasn't caught up to.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you completely. There's so much stuff, that conversations that I've had, things that I've wanted to say on the podcast, things I've wanted to share on my Instagram, and I rein myself in and I stop myself from sharing it, because I know there's going to be those people who are like, where's the peer-reviewed double-blind study, placebo-controlled, that proves what you're saying? And I don't have that information. I don't want to argue with people. And admittedly, sometimes I just keep my mouth shut and I don't say anything, because you can't. If we're committed to misunderstanding something, we're never going to understand it. If we're committed to being critical of something, then we're always going to be critical of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was that person too. I used to be a very like, show me the double blind placebo controlled study to prove this or that or whatever. And now I'm just like, I've had enough spiritual experiences that science doesn't talk about to know that what I've experienced is real, even if I don't have a study to prove it.
But remember, scientists and science in general has its own filters and biases, right? Scientists are human. So they approach the craft with their own set of biases and filters. And if a scientist goes into the craft with a fear of how will I be judged about this, or what are people going to be say about whatever I'm about to say, then again, it's another bias.
Yeah.
Right. Science is not the be all end all, in my humble opinion, because it comes with its own biases and filters, and the scientists themselves come with those. And that's okay. That's the human experience.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm so glad to hear somebody else say that. Okay. So I want to go back to the hypnosis again. So I've never done hypnosis before. And although I think I didn't have the, you know, guy on a stage holding a pocket watch back and forth to put somebody to sleep or hypnotize somebody and make them quack like a duck on the stage or whatever. But I am curious how I mean, for hypnosis, is it something that a person needs to do often? Is it something that you do every once in a while? What is the practice for getting into deeper meditation, getting into deeper sleep, astral travel, soul travel, all those types of things? What is the frequency of which you have to do the hypnosis? Or is there a, I don't want to say, is there a magic formula, creepy sounding, but is there like a method that you've discovered for how often or how much hypnosis a person needs to get the benefits that they're looking for?
It depends on the benefits that they're looking for. And there is no magic formula and there is no one-stop shop. One hypnosis session can profoundly impact your life because you go into a state of relaxation that most of us in our modern world have not experienced. And that's part of what makes it so exciting for people. Hypnosis allows people to go into what I would call their natural state of being. When they're not anxious, when they're not depressed, when they're not going a million miles a minute, what does that actually feel like? But hypnosis is used to reverse limiting beliefs and decisions. It's how we reprogram the unconscious mind. So it depends, what are the grooves in that record? How long have you been living that story? How deep are those grooves? That helps determine how many sessions one might need. But I can't really say, it's this part of the toolbox that I use with my clients. And I don't want to say because everyone's an energetic being. And so before I start my work with my clients, I do an energy scan. I talk to my masters, right? It's not me doing anything. Let me be very clear. I am not a healer that says, I will heal you. I literally become what you would call a hollow bamboo and I let the flow of the divine spirit work through me. So I always go with what I am guided for that particular client in front of me. And most clients who come to work with me, like I said, are coming because they have truly hit a point where they recognize that enough is enough. I'm tired of living my life in this way. I'm tired of waking up every morning thinking about what's the worst thing that's going to happen to me today. And I'm ready to use my ability, my wisdom, my power, and to reclaim my life back versus giving it away to the world around me.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like something I really want to learn. Other than hypnotherapy, what other things do you teach or do you offer?
Yeah, so I do a free masterclass every month. I'm very clear that as I'm shifting my practice, and my practice shifts daily, monthly, but what I'm shifting to is more teaching on what are the cosmic laws and the truths, and teaching people how to heal themselves, self-healers. I am in no way interested in creating a codependent relationship with my clients. So my real mission and passion is to teach you tools that will take you through a lifetime, whether that's how to recognize your patterns, whether that's how to read energy, whether that's how to tap into your intuition, whether that is how to use crystals, all of the things that my journey has taken me on. And I do it from a very straightforward and down to earth approach for it, because I think my lawyering and my left brain is still very active and part of me. So I understand that part of my purpose as being turning into a teacher is to make the spiritual accessible. Mm-hmm. So I do that through classes, through workshops, through retreats, through one-on-one work. Yeah.
Okay.
I offer a 30-minute consultation, free consultation, and it's an opportunity for me to get to know someone and for them to get to know me and for me to see if I provide value. And it's through those calls where I can direct people like, oh, I think this group coaching would be better for you, or I think one-to-one would be better, or I think just take this free class. I have a YouTube channel. People can go and watch some free videos that I've done. I also do a 4-week group guided hypnosis journey. I haven't confirmed the dates yet, but the last two times I've run this, it's been really extraordinary. Me once a week for 4 weeks, and we have a group guided hypnosis journey. So whether that's to meet your inner child, whether that's a past life regression, whether that's meet your future self, meet your higher self, bringing more joy, more confidence, more ease into your life. Those are the types of things we cover in the group.
And you do everything on Zoom?
Everything is on Zoom. Even my one-to-one client sessions are all on Zoom. Energy creates matter. So it doesn't matter that there's a computer screen in front of me.
Yeah, for sure. And then people can find you on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And I think people will listen to this and you'll either resonate and get a feeling for my energy and feel like it's something that you're interested in learning more about, or you'll hit next episode. And either way, I'm just grateful that you were here and doing what you do, Lindsay, and sharing the work that you do and sharing the light that you bring to the world. I honor you and I honor your path.
Thank you, Priya. Same. I honor you. Thank you for being here.